Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Joining us, Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples, to tell us about how we can add flowers to our diet. So, wow, some flowers are edible?
Well, Tony, we talk about a lot of things on Shoot the Bull, and today we're talking about one that I'm still trying to find my comfort level with. You see, edible flowers have become familiar garnishes in meals at countless restaurants. They really make a fine presentation to go along with a great steak. But edible flowers are becoming just like parsley. Most people tend to push the florals to the side of their plate and don't end up eating them. For a while now, edible flowers have been gaining popularity and are starting to become a part of the ingredients in delicious restaurant food. Edible flowers tend to be fragile, so in a perfect world, you should eat them the same day that they're picked so they're nice and fresh.
So why edible flowers?
Well, I guess because they're versatile, maybe. They're beautiful in our gardens, and they're also tasty in the meals we make in our kitchens. To enjoy edible flowers, you'll want to pick them like you would a fruit, and when they're in their prime. You can find edible flowers among the fresh herbs at grocery stores. Their beautiful colors will definitely add to your dish's visual appeal. But, Tony, sometimes I get confused about what's edible and what's not, so you got to be careful.
Which ones are the best?
Well, they say that roses are an elegant addition to a salad, and you might want to give nasturtiums a try because they work well in salad dressings. I would just be sure you know what you're eating before you do and ask the chef what's on your plate.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.